making a list. We're checking it twice. We're going to find out who's hot and who's ice. It's the biggest show that's coming to town.
Nice touch, Jer, the Christmas version of the Biggest Show Coming to Town theme song. It's brought to us this morning by the Granada Theater. For show listings, go to GranadaTheater.com. 7 candidates. We'll run through the list and vote on which we think is the biggest show coming to town this week to the Metroplex. Candidate number one is tonight at the American Airlines Center. It's a twin bill featuring Kanye West and Jay-Z.
George Bush doesn't care about black people. Makes us all the better, faster, stronger. That don't kill me. It only makes me stronger. I need you to hurry up now. Cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now. Cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting.
This is Bay wants his husband, right?
That's how long I've been on ya.
This is Kanye here.
Oh, I thought you said Jay-Z.
Yeah, he's there too, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, Jay-Z's married to the Bay once.
Who's pregnant.
Yeah. From him, apparently.
Yep.
Don't we need to... Are we sure this Kanye is safe for radio?
Oh,
okay.
Beat.
I like Jay-Z's music.
Mm-hmm.
I think he comes up with some good beats and all of that, but I think his rapping is very subpar. I think I can rap better than Jay-Z.
Whoa. Go for it.
Craig
right
standard
now,
white man claim.
Wow.
Didn't you try it one time? Chopper
really
go
is.
Plow?
No, I was just reading some lyrics.
This young man's using very offensive language here.
Here's a bet for you, Junior. Go for it.
Junior
trying to act.
No, I can't freestyle. I have to write my own lyrics. But once I have those written, I can deliver them as well as anybody.
Well, that'll be your bit tomorrow on the White Elephant, right?
Oh, maybe.
Why don't you do that for us?
I gotta come up with something, don't I? All right. That's candidate number one. That's a big show.
Where's that? American Airlines Center?
American Airlines Center.
Or Granada.
AAC. Candidate 2, Wednesday night at the AT&T Performing Arts Center. Very highbrow sounding place. Mm-hmm. And they're going to welcome the highbrow music of the Charlie Daniels Band.
All right.
We only had one song.
It was a great one.
No.
Crank it up.
Sal's going to do it again.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind. He was willing to make a deal.
Bind.
When he came across this young man sewing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on the hickory stumps and, boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now, you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due.
Sounds like an athlete.
I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you.
Somebody that just sounds like
Randy White.
No.
Tell you what.
Sin, but I'll take your bet, you're going to regret, because I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rising up your bow,
okay,
and play your fiddle.
Do any black guys like this song?
No.
I think you're wrong with that.
I apologize to all Texas fans.
I think this is a real crossover hit.
I think he sounds like Mac Brown.
One other top 10 hit, Uneasy Rider, back in 73. George, you mentioned the South's going to do it. What does that mean exactly? The South's going to do what?
George,
come back.
Wow.
Okay.
Here, crank it up. Never understood why the devil playing the fiddle has a big bass line.
Yeah, the bass kind of takes over the song.
So this is the devil on a P bass, or is the devil on a fiddle?
No, there's the devil right there.
Oh. Oh, the devil sucks then.
Pretty good look here.
Really? Horrible. So Johnny wins,
it's
clear,
not as
right?
Good as Johnny's solo.
When the devil finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son. But sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun."
I don't care what you say, it's still a great song.
Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough.
Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. The most, that is the most country lyric I've ever heard in my life.
All right, that's candidate number 2. Candidate 3, Saturday night at the Allen Events Center, Chicago.
Everybody needs a little
Why did you put them on here so we get to hear that?
Jeez.
I always like the song.
That's beginning to believe it or not. I'm walking on air.
No, it's not. I always like that song.
They are for me to say. I'm sorry.
Please don't.
I don't think that's Chicago, is it?
But hard for me to say. Yeah, it's Chicago.
Is it? I thought
you bet.
Oh, no.
You don't have that one in
Chicago?
No.
Yeah, May of 82, Chicago.
We had to play that over and over and over for the homecoming court in high school.
Did you ever get to play the trombone part?
I played the duet.
25 or 64?
No, but when we did Hard to Say I'm Sorry, the melody was a trombone duet, and it just kicked me in the ass.
Hey, here's Chicago.
I think that.
Oh, wait, that was the better.
Their good music stopped circa 73.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Hard for Me to Say I'm Sorry?
Everything.
Everything.
That last song was okay. This one's horrible.
Yes. Brace for it.
Should I go across the gym and ask Daisy to dance?
Oh, no. Can't now. Well, who is in this group now?
That's a fine question.
So, Peter Cetera was the bass player and lead singer, right?
Yeah.
Robert Lamb.
And he always had a dip in his lower lip, it looks like.
He's a BAP, I thought.
That's Steve Lamb. James Pankow. Lee Lawfane. Walt Parazider. Jason Sheff.
If they still have their horn section, they may be okay.
Lou Pardini.
There they are.
Hey. All right, that's candidate number 3. Candidate 4.
Wait, what was their other slow song that was right around? It was the follow-up for Hard for Me to Say I'm Sorry.
It was follow-up?
I think.
This is a good song.
You know, they had two slow songs.
You guys, you're the inspiration.
Oh, you're the inspiration.
You're the meaning of my life. You're the inspiration. After all.
This is a great song.
Is it?
All right, candidate 4, also Saturday night at the Lakewood Theater in Dallas. The Ticket's Own, the Polyphonic Spree.
All right. I'll be at that show.
No, you won't. Mm-hmm.
When is it?
Saturday. The Hardline's all about the Polyphonic Spree.
Yeah.
They've been on there several times.
They're good friends of this station.
They have like 25 members.
Something like that.
Okay, get to the hook, would you? Jeez.
Oh, God.
All right, we don't have time for the hook. Candidate number 5, also Saturday night at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, the comedic stylings of our dear friend, Steve Harvey.
He's black.
Well, he is a good friend of ours. We've met him once.
Excessively black. I don't know about that, but...
I think he's funny.
You like his teeth.
I thought his show was funny. I think his stand-up is funny. I thought he was funny that night. Was that NAB where we saw him?
I think so.
And he said the Musers brought it.
Yeah, I think he's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I've always liked him.
What?
He is 54, so hurry. This may be your last chance to see him.
He's young.
It's all right.
Candidate 6, biggest show coming to town this week. Also Saturday night at the Windstar in Thackerville.
Bob.
Sarah Evans.
I liked a couple of her songs.
That's not her. She sings this. It's a great song.
It's not her.
Doesn't this just make you want to bank?
No.
Every time I hear this song, I just want to bank. I just want free checking or something.
She's had a lot of famous songs, including these famous songs, A Little Bit Stronger, which made it to number 1 on the country charts last year. A Real Fine Place to Start, number 1 in 05, and Suds in the Bucket, number 1 in 04.
Suds in the Bucket, second most country lyric I've ever heard in my life.
Her first number 1 song was No Place That Far, followed up by Born to Fly.
No place that far that you can't get to.
Yeah, she's got a good voice. I like her.
I could waste time trying to figure it out, but I'm just
orgasm.
I'm trying to see if there's any information on her sexual activity.
I think Craig is the biggest creep of the three of us.
Didn't she have an explosive divorce recently?
From a politician?
Wow.
Sure.
An aspiring politician, it says she married.
Yeah.
Craig Schlesky.
Oh, wow, and she married Jay Barker, the former Alabama quarterback.
Oh. Wow.
I remember him.
When she divorced this guy, though, she was on Dancing with the Stars and left the show abruptly.
Oh, okay.
As a divorce.
Started. Yeah, a little bit of a scandal there.
Yeah, and it got messy enough to where she recently received a restraining order against him so he wouldn't speak publicly about her.
There we go.
Wow.
Wow.
And she is still married to Jay Barker.
There you go.
Interesting. All right, and finally, candidate number 7. This is Sunday night at the American Airlines Center. It's Christmas, so that means coming to town, Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
B-team!
You seen them in person?
No, but this song kills me.
You know, every time we talk about these people, though, we always get these tremendous Trans-Siberian Orchestra defenders
yeah.
that say that we are selling them short by focusing on this song.
No. I had family members that went and saw this show and said it blew.
This song has been nothing but Christmas nervousness to me.
That's
listen,
what
that's pleasing.
That's what they said the show was, too. It was just you left with a twitch. Now, that was great.
It's very rock and roll fountain. And don't the guys, they dress like everyone at medieval times or something when they play, right?
Yeah.
They got fans blowing up and their big boots. Propped up on wedge monitors, playing old Jacksons and Charvels.
Oh, do it.
They're one of the top 10 selling bands, ticket selling bands, so far in the new millennium, whatever that means. They're one of the best selling bands post the Jiverly Wong shootings.
Oh, my gosh. Stop it with that, would you?
All right.
It's a bad landmark.
All right, let's vote. The 7 candidates this week for the biggest show coming to town.
Gosh.
Candidate number 1, tonight at the American Airlines Center, Kanye West and Jay-Z. Candidate 2, Wednesday at the AT&T Center, the Charlie Daniels Band. Candidate 3, Saturday at the Allen Events Center, Chicago. Candidate 4, Saturday at the Lakewood Theater, the Polyphonic Spree. Candidate 5, Saturday at the Verizon, Steve Harvey. Candidate 6, Saturday at the Windstar, Sarah Evans. We're candidate 7, Sunday at the American Airlines Center, one of the top-selling bands post the Jiverly Wong shootings, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. George.
I think the best show is Reckless Kelly, Friday Night at Billy Bob's, but I'll go with Jay-Z and Kanye West.
All right, Gordon.
What about My Morning Jacket?
I don't know. It looks okay, I guess.
You left My Morning Jacket off.
I did?
Yes, you did.
Okay. I fell for it.
This is clear. It's Jay-Z and Kanye.
Whoa, stop the show. Jer, stop the show.
A normal vote.
For the first time in almost 5 years, we got a normal vote out of you.
That's just the truth. Or is it Polyphonic Spree?
Okay. Here we go.
All right, start the show back up.
Polyphonic Spree, they live a block away from where they're playing.
Rich?
I give my support to As I Lay Dying Friday at the Door, but I will vote for Kanye West and Jay-Z.
Jer?
I support Chicago, but I'll go with Kane and Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah.
Fernando?
My buddy Jay-Z and Kane.
Not your buddy.
Turn off your own
mic. I was with him.
You did get to meet them, didn't
you? I did.
Just Jay-Z. Yeah, that's
Fernando,
right.
Just Jay-Z, not Kanye.
I met Usher. Is that the same thing?
I support Jesse? Steve Harvey, but I'm going to vote for Kanye and Jay-Z. So it's unanimous tonight. American Airlines Center.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
That's him going off script. Okay, what's next in Gordo's Corner?
The ticket